Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Appreciating you for being with me for another episode of A Time of Release. I've been sharing off and on that we are, I do believe, in a progressive state of a time of release, renewal, and restoration. We've talked about what each of those words means based on what the dictionary, how the dictionary, Webster, defines them, but also within the context of our discussion. So, okay, let me give those to you again, because I know it's been a while. Here we go. To release is to free from confinement, bondage, obligation, pain, emotional strain. Is there anyone out there who could stand to be released from emotional strain and more? One of the things that we talked about is the fact that we're taking a look at what we need to be released from, but we're also taking a look, and we're going to get there fairly soon at this point, at what can be released to us. Released from, released to. Us being released from, others being released to us. Whether others have to do with the right people being brought into our lives, whether it has to do with money being brought into our lives, whatever it is, being released to us so that we experience the blessing that our Creator has for us. And I notice I said our Creator. I want you to know this is something that what I'm discussing now definitely pertains to people who have a connection with Jesus Christ and for people who do not have a connection with Jesus Christ. Okay, and I know some of you thinking, oh, come on now. I can't go along with that. Well, listen, we were just talking about, last week, we talked about the man who had all those demons inside of him. I mean, he was full of demons, literally. And when Jesus got out of the boat, stepped onto the land, he was walking along. The man with all those demons saw Jesus, ran to him, and began to engage Jesus. He was naked because that's the way he went around. He was naked. He was literally out of his mind. This man lived in the tombs. He could not be physically constrained because the demons inside of him were too strong. He could, with their power, break chains. They could not keep this man constrained. He was naked and out of his right mind. The Lord Jesus drove all the demons out of him. All of them. Drove all the demons out of him. Put clothes on him. And in driving the demons out, gave the man a sound mind again. The Bible says when the people from that area went to see what had happened after they'd been told by some who watched it, they said the man was sitting there with Jesus, clothed, wearing clothes, and in his right mind. Now, let me ask you this. Do you suppose that man had an intimate connection with Jesus before that day? Do you suppose that man who had been running around naked, living in the tombs with all those dead bodies, that's where he lived. Do you think that man had an intimate relationship with Jesus before then? He didn't even know Jesus before then. But yet, he experienced a mighty release and a powerful restoration. He was released And I think it would be fair to say, conservatively speaking, hundreds of demons. He was released from hundreds of demons. He experienced a powerful release. Remember, those demons were such that when they entered the pigs that Jesus gave them permission to enter, the pigs stampeded into the water and drowned. Stampeded down the hill into the water and all of them drowned. And there were approximately 2,000 pigs that drowned in that water. This man experienced a mighty and powerful release. He was also restored to his right mind. And he was renewed. He was renewed. He was made new. This man was so impacted by what Jesus did for him that he wanted to follow Jesus. He wanted to become one of Jesus' disciples and follow Jesus wherever he went. So what happened? Jesus said, okay, well, come on then, right? No, that's not what Jesus said. He said, listen, you return home and tell how much God has done for you. So the man went away and told all over town how much Jesus had done for him. This man experienced release and renewal and restoration. Let me say it this way again. Release, restoration, and renewal. And prior to that experience, he had no intimate contact with Jesus whatsoever. So no, ladies and gentlemen, a person does not have to have an intimate connection with the Lord in order to experience release, renewal, restoration. How many of us do you suppose truly had an intimate connection with the Lord Jesus before we were saved? Not one of us. Not one of us. Even if we knew something about him, we did not have an intimate connection with him before we were regenerated, renewed, made new, born again. So no, goodness no, we do not have to have an intimate relationship in order to experience release, renewal, restoration. As a matter of fact, what usually happens is this. The intimate relationship comes after the release, the renewal, the restoration. The people who do genuinely enter into an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus do so because they have experienced release, renewal, restoration. All of them, some combination, or at least one of them. So, that said, let's take a look now at Matthew chapter 15, where we have a lady who has a daughter who is tormented by evil spirits. I tell you what, it is amazing how evil spirits just caused so much trouble, so much drama all over the world. I mean, they are troublesome, to say the least, to put it mildly. So listen to this. The Lord Jesus had just finished having a discussion with the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, who confronted Jesus because their disciples broke the tradition of the elders by refusing to wash their hands before they eat. Before they ate. This is at the beginning of chapter 15, Matthew chapter 15. And Jesus confronted them, called them hypocrites, because they focused on the traditional ceremonial things and just disregarded that which led to a clean spirit. He spoke them a parable, and after he explained that parable to his disciples, He left that place. Verse 21, Matthew chapter 15, beginning at verse 21. He left that place and withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And when we come back, we'll find out what happened there.